Welcome to Season Crazy. We are your hosts. My name is Summer.
I'm Brandy.
And we have left sanity behind a long time ago.
And we're never getting it back.
We don't want it.
No.
You can have it.
Yeah, please take it.
Whether you are towing the line or camping in left field, we're here for you, babe. So you can throw that sanity away too, yeah. If you want.
Yeah, just throw it away.
I'd advise keeping a little. We're going to invisibly shank people like I've been doing.
Her new coping mechanism is to pretend shank people, y'all.
Like, I literally got mad at Sergeant G. He was doing something, and I'm like, you know, I need a healthy outlet that doesn't harm anybody. So I, like, even have the sign, like, the little sound effects. I was like, and Sergeant G's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm shanking you.
Well, at least it's pretend violence, you know what I mean?
I don't know, he laughed. Even my 17-year-old was like, I'm getting shanked, ain't I? Like, that's how much I've been doing it. And he mouthed off to me, and I'm like, reaching for my pocket. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting shanked.
You even reach for your pocket?
Oh, I have to do all of it. It's the whole acting makes it more realistic.
Right.
You know, like, I do the stance, I do the sounds. I'm like,
oh wait, that one's a gun.
No, I don't.
How do you do it for yours? Like this?
Yeah, I do it like this. And earlier, Garcia made me mad, and Sergeant G, to you guys, if y'all, I call him Garcia. He made me mad, and he was working out, so I did it really good. I stabbed him in his chest, and then I like twisted it, and he's like working out on the ground, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Talk more crap." This has been my thing. Right. This has been my thing, like, the last 3 days. This is how they know Mom has gone nuts.
Well, at least it's not actually shanking people. That's a good thing.
I still think it's really funny when my 17-year-old mouths off and goes, I'm getting shanked, ain't I?
Yes. I gotta get him a t-shirt. I'm getting shanked,
ain't I? I'm getting shanked, ain't I? And it's like, my kids and my toddlers are gonna start going,
oh my God. It's a good thing they're homeschooled. And go to school.
I like shanked my 2-year-old like 3 times a day. Like I do it on his ribs and then I like tickle him. So then he's like flailing about giggling and laughing. And I do his other side and then he's like crying tears because he thinks it's so hilarious. And that's pretty cute.
Well, that tells you how her day is going, or week, maybe month or year.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah. So today.
It's the hot. As crap in here,
yeah,
guys.
It is. It was freezing cold this morning, and now it's hot. You know. Today we are going to talk about self-esteem because it's important.
Do you have any?
Yeah. Do you? I hope you do. I have self-esteem now, thank goodness. And I assume you do. I mean, because you're pretty outgoing. You know.
I have self-esteem.
Good.
Sometimes I feel like it takes a hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone has those moments where your self-esteem takes a hit. But if you have a healthy self-esteem, you'll bounce back.
And I think you can have self-esteem and still feel like you are lacking in self-worth. And yeah. Sometimes I feel like I have great self-esteem, but my self-worth needs like a...
Right? You're right, though. I mean,
did you get that? Like, you need to do it.
Lift it up. Struggling?
Yeah.
Are we on the struggle bus?
Sometimes I know I am. Today I am. Ooh, I had a cry session with her before this. I had makeup on. Kind of right. I'm glad you cannot see my black eyes from crying.
Yeah, thankfully, the cameras are not that good at details, I hope. Maybe I should look at the TV.
Blur my eyeballs. And I can totally tell if she's an empath because I'm crying and she does what I do. She's like... I know she's about to cry because I'm crying.
Well, yeah, when you're sad, I'm sad. I'm like, girl, you're so sad. I'm sorry. You know, but I don't have to live with the sadness and you do, and that makes me even more sad sometimes.
But we're going to get over it. We're going to get through it. We're going to move on. I'm going to shank a bunch of people invisibly.
Right.
If I have pit stains, just work with me, guys. It is hot in here.
Yeah.
I'd like feel like I want to fan on that, but then I'm afraid I'll stink.
No. Nah. And besides, I don't care. Girl, it's life. We're good.
I think it's all good.
I don't know. I give up.
Okay.
We're moms. Whatever. So So, you know,
For those of you listening, I totally did like three armpit checks. Smell like
yeah,
sniffing
we're
it.
like, are we okay sniffing ourselves? But you know what? Whatever. We're moms. It's hot. It's Oklahoma. I give up.
It's
So, whatever.
cool.
I don't smell you anyway. So, we're
That's
good.
good.
But
All right.
today, we are going to talk about self-esteem because we need it. We want it. We want more of it.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, and this is, I don't know, I was inspired by, I was looking other stuff up, but
Yeah, she told me last minute, Nick's had other ideas. This is what we can talk about.
yeah, because I was looking more into imposter syndrome, which, you know, perhaps we'll talk about one day, but it was also talking about self-esteem and self-worth, and I was like, you know what, that is really important to me. Because once upon a time I had none when I was a kid. I was picked on like relentlessly. I mean, I just thought I was worthless and stupid and ugly. And it got so bad. At one point I had to take a test because they thought that I had a learning disability. And after the test, my mom told me the results and she was like, actually, this test says that you're smart. And I'm like, what? Like, I mean, it didn't instantly fix all my problems, but there was a shift, like a shift in me. Like I wanted to try harder and actually get good grades, you know what I mean? Like the, it gave me the some more oomph, some more self-esteem, and which I didn't get enough of until I was older, but at least that was the beginning of self-esteem. That really was like a pivotal moment. I mean, it, my self-esteem was bad. Like as it when I was in grade school, I have a vivid memory of thinking about wanting to end my life. I would lay in the middle of the road, but thankfully I was terrified of pain and going to
I
hell.
remember that, you saying that.
Yeah, because I was like, I would lay in the middle of the road and I'd like, oh, does it hurt to get squished by a car?
I've been hit by a car. It hurts pretty bad.
Oh, dang. See, I'm just learning more and more. I had no idea that you got hit by a car. It's
Hurt
not funny, but
bad.
I'm like, what? You got hit by a car.
Yeah, it hurt. I was like
As in an,
five.
oh, okay.
I was like five. It rested, the tire rested on top of my ribs. It skinned me all the way down. I still have a dent in my leg from where the front end of the car didn't like had to slam its brake and hit me in my leg, and then I flipped over and it went up on my
Dang, okay.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm only 5 years old. How can this be happening
Oh, you poor
to me?
little five-year-old.
True to Summer being older than what she is, like I
I know what
was like,
five-year-olds.
nobody, but that was me.
No.
So true to summer fashion, there,
Yeah.
that's what you got when I got hit by a car.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that was totally side note, but I just wanted to let you know in case you ever thought about that later, it
Yeah,
hurts to
no.
get hit by a car.
Yeah, see, I'm never. And I thought of it every way I thought of. I was like, I don't like throwing up. I don't know if this is gonna hurt. So I was like, I give up on that. But anyway, that's, you know, self-esteem ha my point, the point of that was self-esteem has a huge impact on your well-being. I mean, if you don't think you're worth anything, what, I mean, what are you gonna do with your life? I mean, what I mean by that is like you're generally like, I'm depressed, I want to lay down, or I don't feel like I want to do anything, or you know what I mean?
It dictates your goals. Like
Yeah, that's
if you don't feel good about yourself, you're less likely to get up and feel like you're gonna push forward to go achieve something because you feel like, well, what's the point? I don't have
right,
anything to
exactly.
offer anyway, even though that's completely false. I get that.
Yeah, and you make more dangerous
Oh yeah.
decisions when you don't have any self-esteem because you're like,
Yeah.
well, I don't care. You know,
Yeah.
yeah, positivity. Really, I mean, I used to when I was younger, I was like, I'm always talking about positivity. That's so cheesy. The glass is always half full or half empty, whatever. But I mean, it's that's real, and you have to train your brain really to think positively. I mean, I'm sure some people are naturally positive, but your amygdala. Which is like your alert system in your brain, uses two-thirds of its neurons to seek out negative things, you know, because it's supposed to alert, you for danger, like way back in the day when you had to look out for danger more. So literally our brains are trained to think negatively. Like they did a study, researchers did a study. They took 60 business teams, and there's the high performing, the mid, you know, mid performing, and the low performing. The low performing people had 3 negative things to say for every positive thing, and the mid performing had 1.9 positive things for every negative, and then the high performing groups had 5.6 positive things to say for every negative thing. So that's why I guess that's where the 5-to-1 ratio comes from. Have to do more research into that. But basically, for every one negative thing, it's, you know, it takes like 3 to 5 positive things to kind of balance that out.
You know, my kids do something, like they say something bad about themselves, I make them come up with 3 positives. So if they say anything like, I just am stupid, you know, cause kids do, then I say, okay, give me 3 positives.
Right.
And then it's so funny that you said that you wanted to do this today, because I have a list of 75 affirmations for kids. So like things that you can do to tell kids and for them to repeat to themselves as well. You know, you can put it on their door and you can say it, but then you can tell them, like my thing is putting them on little note cards and putting them on their door, and then they have to say it. And switching them up, changing them out, and then putting them back there. But it's corny, and my kids think it's funny, or it's really funny because I'll make them get down. I make them kneel down when I sit on the couch. I say, okay, repeat after me. And I still even do this to my teenage son sometimes. I haven't done it in a while with him, but I'll say, okay, repeat after me. And I'll say, like, you know, 5 or 6 affirmations that they have to repeat after me. And, of course, they're giggling, and they're just like, Mom, you know. But I feel like it's a way to wire that self-esteem into them. And then neuroplasticity literally rewires your brain. And so we see that people heal faster when they think positively. Their immune system is better when they think positively. We see people that are in car accidents or have diseases such as cancer and such that recover from these and survive these illnesses and go into remission when they are thinking positively.
Yeah, and I actually used to have to do that. I went into counseling, and my brother laughed at me, but hey, he was a kid. I'm not holding it against him.
Yeah, because I could totally see him doing this now.
Yeah. because I had to, like, say in the mirror, I had to, like, put a little post-it note up, like, you are a good person and people like you, which I don't think I really followed through with for too long, but it actually did stick with me when I was a young adult. And I was going through some bad things. I was realizing, like, you're always dwelling on the negative and you're just staying stuck there. So I tried to, like, find the silver lining in things and say positive things to myself. And it was a slow build to doing that. It took time for me. But actually now what I do a lot, because, like, if I'm, like, thinking really negatively and I'm having, like, a really terrible time and just things are going, like, wrong, I'm like, okay, what are the good things? I have a roof over my head. My children are healthy. I have a job. I'm trying to name all of these things just to try and balance out all these negative thoughts. And I also try to find the silver lining in the really terrible thing that's happening, because I spiral. I'll be like, oh, my God, all these terrible things. And then I'm like, okay, but because this bad thing happened, what good came out of it? Like, when I didn't get deployed and I was spiraling, I'm like, well, you know,
because
what?
She wanted to be deployed. So let's
okay,
she wanted
yes.
to be deployed, and she wasn't going to be able to be deployed.
Right. I was supposed to be being deployed, and then, like, and I had changed a lot of things. I was making steps because you have to prepare for that. And I had already told my landlord I was leaving and all of these things. So when I was told, like, a month before, oh, psych, you're not being deployed, I was spiraling, and I found a few silver linings with that. Was one, my kids didn't want me to go, and I was feeling bad about that. And so they got to be relieved, and I was like, well, at least my kids don't have to worry about me, and I don't have to be away from my kids for 6 months, because that's hard.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was, well, I had met Dan, and I was going to end all of that, because I'm like, I'm going to be gone for 6 months. You know, I'm going to, you know, we're going to be friends, whatever. But then I wasn't going to. And now I am in the first, I'm in the first healthy relationship of my life. So when I get salty about it, I'm like, you know what? You met Dan. And you know what? Your kids didn't have to worry, and all these other good things happened. Like, just so
Yeah.
I could have stayed stuck in the negative because
Yeah.
we do have, I can't remember what it's called. It's like the negative bias or negativity bias. That's what it's called. Because our brains are prone to think of the negative things instead of the positive. It takes a lot longer for it to sear into our brains a positive moment. Like, we have to think about that positive moment a lot longer than we have to for negative moments. You know what I mean?
Well, and I read this interesting, or I actually watched this video, this very interesting thing on empaths. It explains a lot. I thought her take on it was very interesting, but basically the lady said, "Have you ever noticed that an empath will be able to pick out dangerous things and negative things very quickly?" And it's not so much that empaths are negative, it's just especially those with traumatic childhoods, they were wired to constantly see the negative things that were coming so they could expect the spiral that was going to happen in their future, whether it be moving or loss of electricity or abuse or whatever it was. And so as adults, when an empath walks into the room, they don't immediately look at the person that's happy-go-lucky. They look at the person that's either faking being happy or the person that's emitting the aura of anxiety and stress and fear, and then that's who we focus on. And the reason we do that is because empaths are not wired to see the good that's about to come. They're wired to see the bad that's about to come so that they can prepare for what's next. And I thought that that was very, very good because some people think that empaths are negative because they don't want to be around a lot of people a lot, or they need, like, I'm a social butterfly, so I'm kind of a weird empath, but I still need alone time to recharge because I feed off of people's and like absorb everybody's energy. So if people are around me all the time, I'm absorbing their energy, and I need to be alone so that I'm not absorbing any energy. And I feel like that's what you're talking about, is like somebody that's constantly absorbing somebody else's energy all of a sudden can get that self-esteem that I don't want to go out. I can't do this anymore. I'm not good enough. Why can't I be a good enough friend? Because I don't have enough energy to take care of them or do this, or they're preparing for this downfall, and I didn't do a good enough job at preparing for it or picking it up, and they're focusing on those things, I think.
Yeah, I definitely tend to do that. Like, oh, I wasn't helpful enough. I didn't do as good at my job as I could have, or whatever it is. I observe that. And a lot of people, a lot of people have those negative thoughts of, oh crap, I messed up, and now I'm worthless, and they can spiral down. But you got to learn to, like, pick yourself, because everyone is going to have their moments where they're like, oh man, I messed up. And there's a difference in thinking positively and negatively. I'm not going to name this person, but this person is always negative and just tends to see the bad and everything, and will just hold on to that. And this person also has a lot of health problems. I wonder.
And
Well,
that
okay,
true
some of it's
story.
genetics, but some
Oh,
of it's
you see
genetics,
it.
but a lot of it is you're stressing yourself out, being so mad all the time, and thinking that, oh well, everything sucks and I suck, and when there are so many things that you could look at. Yeah, a lot of crappy things have happened to me in my life, and I will dwell on that sometimes. Everybody does. But then I try to, like, you know what? I have all these good things in my life.
I need to think about that.
Yeah, I am a good person. Yes, I have made mistakes, and but I am a good person, and I have a lot of things to offer to the world, and I'm not gonna let myself tell me otherwise, because I do. I'll be like, you're so stupid. And what, you idiot, why did you do that? And man, you're always making mistakes. And then I'm like, would you allow your friend to talk to yourself like that? No. So you're not going to talk like that. And I'm not going to let anyone else tell me, hey, you're stupid. Because I did for a long time, like, let someone else tell me what a terrible person that I was, and how wrong I was doing, and how everyone thinks I'm such a good person, but they don't know the real me. All the time, I got told that all the time. If everyone just knew who you were, they wouldn't think you're a good person either.
I remember that.
But I had to remember, you know what, girl? You have done so many things. You support your family no matter what. You try to repair any of your mistakes, you know, whatever. I've just had to tell myself a lot of things to get back my self-esteem back up. And sometimes you gotta do it yourself, you know, you gotta DIY self-esteem.
Hey,
And
that's a good thing. DIY self-esteem. I like
yeah,
that.
I mean, you just gotta like, and there are tips like writing down on paper your negatives and your well, first your positives, and then what you perceive as negative, because you're trying to be realistic. You're setting realistic, like, this is who I really am.
And what I want to fix. And it's okay to want to fix things and see that you can want to fix things without being negative.
Yeah, sorry, my bun is just not working for me here, so we're doing that. It was falling out. But exactly, I mean,
I mean, because come on, if you're always thinking there's nothing about yourself to fix,
that's
then
just arrogance.
yeah. So it's okay to say that you need to fix things, but there's also a line to say, are you saying that you need to fix everything? My thing is, like, I went through OCD really, really bad, and I still have OCD and I still have anxiety really bad, but it's not anywhere near what it used to be. A lot of that is having more children.
Yeah,
It
they will
caused
break you
anxiety. They will. And it's
down.
caused more anxiety, but it's also said, let me know that I really don't have as much control as I thought I did. And that's helped me. And then also with my OCD, here's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. So I don't like to let things have control over me. Like, it bothers me really bad if something has control over me. And so with my OCD, I battled with it. To where I was like, I don't like this having control over me. So I would purposely go mess things up in my house and I wouldn't allow myself to fix it. I would leave something that bothered me and I just wouldn't let myself mess with it for a certain amount of time. And then I would let myself go clean it or fix it or wipe it down or do something that I needed to do. And also, just that's helped me with letting other people clean things. And I really don't like the way that they've cleaned it. But I've said, okay, are things picked up out of the floor? Is the trash thrown away? Then it doesn't have to be to my standard. It just needs to be put away and still be clean, right? You don't have trash in the floor. So I've like made myself let go of certain things, and that's been helpful to me to have control over who I am and then build on who I want to be, which has played a part of my self-esteem. I also just stopped caring because I had no energy to care about what people thought of me anymore. I went through a period that when we were a kid, I was just like, whatever, I don't care. And then as I got older and kind of transitioned as an adult, there seemed to be this emphasis on being this put together person. And that's just not who I was. I've never even cared to be put together. Like, I just wanted to live my life.
Girl, you were one of the most put together people that I know.
That's funny to me because I was just like, I am who I am. I don't care. Whatever, you know? And I think as I became an adult, there was a period of time where there was a group of people that were like, you know, you should fit in this box. And I've never fit in a box. And I tried it for a very short period of time and it didn't work for me. And it actually kind of made me sad. Like, for one, then I started thinking, why can't I fit in this box? What's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? They're saying that this is like, you know, how a Christian wife is supposed to act, and this is how a Christian mom should be. And I was even told that I was going to embarrass my husband because I didn't dress feminine enough, which
People
he
actually
met.
told you
Yeah. And I met Sergeant G dressed as a guy.
that?
So I wasn't even a feminine woman. Like, I wore my pants lower than he did. Like, I dressed like a dude. And so there was a lot there for me to be like, okay, what's wrong with me? Why can't I fit in this box? What's gonna be, you know, what is gonna happen to my family if I can't achieve these goals? And God was like, whoosh, whoosh, why are you listening to them? I created you. You should be free in what I, you know, because we have that freedom in Christ, right? So I was like, whatever, I can't do this anymore. And I just went back to being the crazy old me. That's not to say I don't have self-esteem issues sometimes, but I just have to tell myself, like, am I happy with me?
That's the most important thing. You got to be happy with yourself.
Right. If I'm happy with me, then I really don't care who else is happy with me.
Right.
And I keep that in mind, like as a child that went through abuse, when I was abused, I couldn't leave. I couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
I was stuck there. Now I get to be who I want to be, which is who I was before I was told all these things. And now I'm just like, if you don't like me, that's fine. I don't care because I don't have to be here and neither mm-hmm. do you. And I'm not mad at you if you don't like me, right? There's no hard feelings there. If you like everybody in the world, there's a problem.
Yeah, everyone has a right to like or dislike whoever they want.
But you can be kind.
Yeah, you can be kind and be like, yeah, you're not my people. It's cool.
Yeah. Do you want to do tea? Probably not, but you have a blessed day. Got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Be who you want to be and dislike who you want to dislike.
Okay.
And you can still be kind. Yeah. What helped me was... I don't know because I mean, it's been said like a million times, probably a commercial or someone said it, but embrace your weird, you know, it's cool to be a weirdo. I'm like, oh, I'm a weirdo. And I tell my kids that all the time and they're happy they're just like, yeah, it's cool to be weird, whatever. I mean, they're not weird.
I'm weird. Oh, I don't care. We have this guy very weird in our bathroom.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is weird in their own way. We all have our weirdo-ness. And so I'm just saying my kids aren't like...
freaks.
Yeah. They're not shut-ins. I mean, and it's okay if you're shut-in. I'm sorry if you're shut-in. I'm not trying to... I'm just saying...
We're trying to find the right word to describe.
I don't know the word for it, so...
A booger eater.
Yeah. They are who they are. We're all weird, and I'm okay with that. I embrace my weird, and I'm like, I am who I am, and if you like me, cool. If not, oh well. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get my feelings hurt probably if you're like, freaking weirdo.
But see, only if you let it. I feel like, see, that's the thing where you have to disassociate, not spiral.
That's what I mean. For like a moment, I'm be like, oh, that hurt. Well,
okay. Yeah, I'm gonna call Summer because she's gonna be like,
I got my people. Yeah, I'll just be like, you know what this person said to be today.
And then I'm hate her. I hate her with you.
Yeah. And then I'm
gonna hate today.
Yeah, and I'm gonna forget about you because I got my people. I am so, and that's I think also what helps my self-esteem. I got people who love me. I have my I don't care, but it's not about quantity, it's about quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care if you have one friend, and I don't care if your friend is a cat. If that cat makes you feel better, so
your cat
be it.
Probably ain't, because cats are a hood. They'll smack you, but whatever.
Dogs
feel better about yourself,
are better about being nice to you. But yeah, I mean, if you don't like people, whatever makes you feel good, you do you. You have your self-esteem and your self-care, whatever makes you happy. Because
cuddle up with your cat, cuddle up with your dog, get your bird, your rat, whatever it is.
Yeah, like, just you do you. My thing is, self-esteem is important. And build on that, you know, try to think as positively as you can, because sometimes negative situations, sometimes life just sucks.
That's your assignment this week. Think,
yeah.
Think on 10 positive things.
Yeah. What do you love about you? And even if you can only find one thing at the moment.
Think on it 10 times a day. One thing.
Yeah. Just write it down. Add to it later if you need to. Think about it. Yeah, put it on your mirror. I am cool. I am a cool person.
I can cook apple pie better than anybody I know.
Yeah, I like myself. I make a mean apple pie. You know, whatever you got to do.
My cat smacked me. I smacked my cat back. No, I'm okay.
Woo! It's been a day, y'all. Sorry. Words.
I do love cats. I do love cats. I can't be around them.
I love cats to a certain extent.
I just can't be around them. I'm allergic. I think they're pretty cool.
They are cool.
Anyway, huge shout out to our sponsors, Rapha 180. Go check them out at www.rapha180.com. Use the code SeasonCrazy and get 15% off your total purchase. Anything over $85 gets you free shipping. They have a ton of CBD items over there. It's the only FDA-regulated lab in the Midwest that processes and produces those products. Several of their products are programmed using frequency, which means that it's better bioavailability for your body. Go check that out. Let us know what you think. I love them all.
What's your favorite?
So right now my favorite is going to be the platinum, because of the way that you can dose it up or down for the milligrams based on what you need. If you do need help on figuring out what the best dosage for you is, you can always get on RaphaCBD@gmail.com and message them, and I will message you back and help you find out the best thing for you, whether it be sleeping, seizures, stress, anxiety, or whatever it is. So go check them out. And then do you want to help tell them how they can find us? Because we got to go.
Yeah, and we got a show to do. You can find us on VRS at 8 p.m. Central Time. I was looking at the clock
That's
there.
That's not crypt. That's Central Time.
Yeah, Central Time. every Tuesday, and VTT on Fridays. You can check us out on YouTube, and when we get 100 subscribers, it'll be readable. But until then, look for our mugs, Seizing Crazy, and hopefully you get us and not seizures. We have, what is that called? Instagram. Oh, yeah. Instagram, Seizing_crazy. And yeah, I did. I'm so proud of myself. And we Facebook, you know, at She's Seizing Crazy or She's Seizing Crazy. Audio platforms. Try and find us. If you can't find us,
you're not looking hard enough.
Let me know. You can even email us at seizingcrazy@gmail.com.
Yep.
See, words today. It's been a day. So anyway, you can find us everywhere that you can find us. And I hope you have an amazing day. Goodbye.
Bye.